Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Hi, welcome back. Here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, Bobby Slowick met the media. And y'all can just keep your Bobby Slowick slander to yourselves, okay? The Texans are 4-1. Their offense is going pretty good. They didn't have a running game, and yet they're still putting up numbers. CJ's throwing for over 300, okay? I know they, I mean, I don't know what you're looking for here. Here's Bob. Now they lost Nico, and here's Bobby Slowick talking about, you know what? If you're a coach and you lose the best wide receiver in the league, it's got to affect you. And he says, well, yeah, it's going to affect us.
You know, Nico is a guy that is really irreplaceable. You know, I think he's been playing probably the best ball of his career. I think right now he was, I'd say for us, he was the best receiver in the NFL and what he was doing. And you know, you can't replace that. But at the same time, we got a room full of guys that are hungry, that want to go in, they want to get their ops. I think Hutch did a great job in the game. After Nico went out, he took advantage of his ops. He showed up in the run game. He works every single day. Obviously, you have Metch, you have Woody, you have Sims. I mean, we got a lot of guys that can go out, that could play, and that can function. So we have full confidence that we'll just keep rolling.
You better be careful how he's using ops, because what he could be saying is they want to go out there and get their ops. And if you're going out there to get your ops, you know what ops are, John?
Opportunities.
He's using them as opportunities. That's not what ops is. They'll tell him what an op is. An op is your opponent, is your arch rival. And in some cases, it's a violent physical thing. Like your op is the cart marshal. What's he called?
The
guy who
only?
Drives around and says
the marshal?
Cart path. The marshal, yeah. Who enforces cart path only, that's your op.
Yeah.
That's one of your ops. Another one of your ops might be who are John's ops? Oh, Dell, who are John's ops? He's got people that he hates.
Anyone who does the wave?
Yeah, they're your ops.
Yeah, that's my ops.
Yes, they're your ops. 100%. People who do the waves are your ops. That's a lot of people, potentially. But there's other people. What is he famous for?
Who, John?
Yeah, that he doesn't like. Who are his ops? Anyway, he does
well,
away.
Cart
but
path
what else?
Only, but that's not an actual person. That's a
well,
thing.
It's whoever the if they're enforcing it. If
the marshal
driving around in a cart enforces
that's
it,
that's one of his ops.
That's be his ops.
Yeah.
But there's what are you famous for hating? There's another one, Dell. Remember, he hates that it's on for life all the time.
The wave, cart path only. What else is there?
That's all.
Craft well, beer.
Kind of craft beer. No. There's somebody. Oh. Bobby Slowick is your op because of Tank Dell.
Oh, I
no,
hate that.
AJ Hinch.
He hit that when he plays Tank Dell at guard? Yeah,
AJ Hinch
that.
Is one of his ops.
Who?
AJ Hinch is one of your ops.
You're
never going to let
it go. I hated that decision.
Yeah, well, you won't ever let it go.
No, I don't let it go. I'm not letting it go.
Is Jeff Passan your op?
No,
Jeff like Passan is your op.
It's your
I
op.
I like Jeff.
Okay.
Listen to get a load of this guy.
Do you know? Okay.
I don't know who your ops are, but you got a lot.
No.
I'm just got to think about them. I got to think about who it is.
No,
we're kind of Dell's ops, honestly. And
yeah.
That's the weird thing is we
Dell is
show
my op. No. Dell is my op.
I'm not your op.
Yeah.
You're my op.
No. You're everybody's op.
It's not true.
Yeah.
You go out of your way to try to limit my potential. You're one of my ops.
Limit your potential.
You have done it for years. just take a listen to your lead-in from my show every day.
Was Craig Sheeman your op?
No, that was Raheel's op.
That's Raheel's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody knows who Craig Sheeman is. You're going way
did
deep.
He did a
every program director is your op.
NFL show nationally with his buddy Bob Berger.
That was a long time ago, bro. Long time.
Some people got long memories. How so?
No,
I'm his. He seems to mention me on his national show. He still gets upset.
Skip Bayless is my op. I can't stand him.
Okay, Skip's your op.
That's my op.
He doesn't know it, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like me and Nick are ops.
Yeah.
Like he knows it and I know it.
You and Todd McShay?
He's not quite my op. I just don't have the respect for him I have for Mel Kiper. Mel's the true OG. Todd's just somebody who doesn't seem to act friendly to other people in the space.
Lance's ops are interns with cheeseburgers.
That's true.
No, I'm their op.
Right.
No,
I'm their op.
No, he's their op. He's still in the burgers.
I don't think of him.
Yeah, but you go just take him.
I don't even think of him.
Yeah, he's one of their ops.
Whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not thinking of him.
I'm
their op.
I know who your op is. A brisket is your op.
A brisket's not my op. That's so old. You know that's 5 years old now?
Is it really?
Yes. 2019, summer of.
But
when
people,
Willie was trying to put
anytime a brisket is mentioned, you still get a bunch of tweets.
Okay, well, I'm gonna post every time they do. I'm gonna post the juicy brisket, which is basically squirting all over the place.
Whoa!
It's not
what the word.
I'll get the video out right now if y'all want to see a brisket squirt.
Whoa!
Do you want to see it?
Oh my gosh.
Well, I guess we better stop.
Well, what have we done?
Guess we better stop.
What's wrong with him? Do you want to see
down
a
and
brisket?
It goes,
stop making no sound effects
no.
from you either. Do you want to see a brisket? What?
Squirt all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Mm. Bobby Sloan did say that their biggest issue, not their biggest op.
Not their ops.
Wait, but between the 50 and the 30 is going to be their biggest op.
And, you know, like statistically, we've been good on third down. We've been good in the red zone. We've been good in yards. There's like this void somewhere between the plus 45 and the plus 30 that we've had some issues in. And that right now as a staff is what we're in there grinding and trying to figure out. Because really in the game where we stalled in the second half was we had two, really three, if you count the 44-second play, times where we got across the 40-yard line and we had no points to show for it, you know, which that gets hard. That's hard to win in the NFL when that happens. So we were fired up as a team that we were able to rally together and get that done.
A good way to avoid that, big plays, 60-yard plays. Then you avoid the 45 to the 30.
Well, you don't want to have to do that every time.
Well, I know, but
you like to be better. You like to be good everywhere if you can.
Right. Apparently,
I mean, it's preferable.
Apparently, the 45 to the 30 is their op.
Yes, it is.
And they need to.
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yes,
and
it is.
Bobby needs to do something about that. Okay? Let's go, Bobby. Let's get off Bobby Slowick in this town, okay?
Well, stop forcing your kicker to kick 50-plus yard field goals, and we'll get off you.
Okay? No.
Yeah.
You know what? We got
score more touchdowns. How about that?
You what?
Score more touchdowns. How about that?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, then
that'd
we'll get
nice.
Off of them.
And then and cover.
Well, sure, for other people. But score more touchdowns, you probably will cover. So let's not get off of Bobby Slowick. Let's demand greatness. And you know what? I love Kyemy Fairbairn being great, but how about you be great, Bobby Slowick?
So you want to limit Kyemy Fairbairn?
No. If there's a clutch kick that's needed late where you don't have the time, sure, Kyemy, be great. But in the middle of the second quarter, maybe I don't need him to be great. Maybe I need Slowick to be great. Stop being carried by your quarterback and your kicker. How about that? Dial up the plays.
Or you can look at it the other way. That you are anti-Hawaiian.
Okay. You're clearly anti-Hawaiian.
No. No.
Tua's Hawaiian. You're clearly anti-Hawaiian.
I don't mind Kyemy.
But as far as Bobby Slowick is concerned, yeah, if there's a void, fix it. Be great, Bobby Slowick. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not calling for you to be fired, but I'm calling for you to be great.
Good. You're not calling for him.
No, I'm not one of those.
You're not calling for his head?
I'm not one of those crazy people who thinks he needs to be fired, but I do want him to be great.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That's
asking
all.
Bobby to be great is not asking too much.
No. That's fine.
I'm pretty sure he's trying to be great.
Well, what does trying get me?
Well, now he doesn't have Nico. You want him to be great.
Yeah, it gets me 50-plus
yard field
goals.
He lost his best weapon, and you're asking him to be great.
All right.
Well,
is Nico a crutch?
That's how it works.
Is Nico a crutch, or does he have it? Does Bobby have it, or does he need crutches?
You don't need no crutches.
Is Nico one of his motorized scooters?
Yeah, look how good a manager Aaron Boone is with Juan Soto and Garrett Cole and Aaron Judge. By the way, I saw something. It just pissed. Now, I'm definitely not for it. I'm really definitely not for the Yankees moving on any further than the ALCS. We can't let them win.
Oh, no. Somebody put out there. Anything, but. Somebody put a tweet out there. They're going to play either the Guardians or the Tigers, not the Astros. And I was like, what kind of tweet is that?
Well, it means they have a chance now.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's what it means.
Yeah. What the Yankees have, it turns out, is something more than just Aaron Judge and Juan Soto show. Soto played well. You know, something more than that. I mean, God forbid, do they need to get Ohtani now to have a shot? They've got something more than that. Soto played well in the series, and Judge, after struggling early, laced a double and walked twice in Game 4. With one other American League Central team left to conquer for the Yankees to return to the World Series, Judge said, there's something special here. I think we got a little bit of the ghost from the old stadium. A little bit of magic there, too. You guys are so lame. Aaron Judge, that's a lame. There's something special here. I mean, you've got a payroll of like $500 million. There's something special here. I think we got a little bit of the ghost from the old stadium. A little bit of magic there, too. They are so... It is so romanticized Yankees stuff. And you would think that, like, they didn't pay for Juan Soto. Like, Aaron Judge, okay, he's homegrown. I'll give you that. Garrett Cole, you went and bought him. You're doing what the Yankees always do. You're just going to buy him. You got a few more homegrown guys than usual. Stop telling us about old stadium and magic. And the only reason you got a shot is the Astros aren't in it.
By the way, you clinched in Kansas City. It had nothing to do with your ballpark.
Yeah.
Right?
There's something special. There's something special here. As soon as I read that, and it's in the headlines, I'm like, wait, what? There's something special here. As soon as I read that somebody from the lame-ass Yankees was saying, talking about how special things are when the Astros aren't in it to break their ass in half, all I could think of was, you know what? I really want them to lose so bad. And I want them to lose to A.J. Hinch. I want 17 Astros manager A.J. Hinch. You cheater! 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 I want the old cheater to go in there and run them out of business. I want them to get beat by Scooble and Trouble and just a bunch of other guys. Just a bunch of nobodies. Please, Jesus, please, baby Jesus, when you're not watching out for the Texans this weekend and C.J. Stroud, do whatever you can to ruin the Yankees' chances of going to a World Series.
That's not very Christian-like of you.
Don't care. The Old Testament is a bunch
praying
of smiting down and smiting. There's some stuff in there.
Yeah, I know.
It's not nice.
I'm aware. Yeah. But it's not very the new Christian of you to do that.
Well, there's a lot of mean Christians now.
Well, the old Christians, they smite.
I know a lot of
people,
smiting, though. Praying for God's vengeance to come down on others. But
I'm praying for him
enemies.
To humble. And
you ask God to smite your enemies.
I want him to humble the Yankees.
David did that a lot in Psalms, brother.
Now, I'm saying, God, can you smite the Yankees and humble them? But maybe that's more like the Iron Sheik. Is where I want to make them humble.
Well, Iron Sheik would humble people by doing stuff to them. Is that what you want?
I just want them to have errors. I want them to strike out. I don't want them to score. I don't want the Yankees, if they're going to say something lame, this team that tries to buy championships left and right, like, finally, after the Astros have had this 7-year run, the Yankees like, oh, there's something special. The magic is back. The old ghosts of the old stadium are here. The romantic version of the Yankees.
That's so stupid. You're in Kansas City. Yeah. It had nothing to do with the stadium.
I think they mean the year, the season.
Year.
When fans are clapping in the stadium.
Shut up about your year. You suck, Yankees. The only reason you're going to get there is because the Astros aren't there. And if it is the Yankees and Dodgers, I'm just going to throw up all over myself.
You got to make a choice.
Oh,
who do you pick?
I'm taking the Yankees because I can't stand the Dodgers.
Golly, you're
can't
taking the Yankees?
Stand. I'm taking Yankees over Dodgers, yes.
Oh,
the Dodgers
really
are the worst
it.
People.
I'm hoping for a Padres versus...
I know.
I'm hoping for a...
Trust me.
I almost want the Mets
the
to be
Padres.
There so the Yankees don't get it. I'd almost rather have Mets and Tigers.
Oh, that'd be totally sweet. No, if Baltimore eliminated, it's great, but... I think the Yankees are getting through. 8:16 ESPN. What is Chris? What are my ops?
Well, he's going to tell you on the other side.
On the other side, he's going to tell me. But first, I got to tell
you. You have some ops that we're not thinking of.
No, I don't have any ops. I love everybody.
David
except
Barron.
The Dodgers and the Yankees.
David Barron.
I like David. David's fine. I saw him over at Ken Hoffman's. We talked. He's not, that's fine. He's fine.
Yeah, now that he's out of telling you how bad you are or how low your ratings are.
Yeah, things have changed. Circumstances have changed.
Well, I do know this. I know what's highly rated, and that's Jim Fiume's windows. That's highly rated. The installation is highly rated. How about that the Better Business Bureau has given them the, I mean, awards that you, the award for excellence, as well as the Pinnacle Award for the from the Better Business Bureau. Those are the best, okay? And in a recent survey conducted by Friedman Swift Associates, Gulf Coast Window has been rated one of the most trusted window and door companies in Houston, if not the most trusted door company. Listen, when you've been doing it for 36 years like Jim Fiume has, when you got the product that he has, when you got the doors and the windows that are second to none, and it, listen, with the hurricanes and everything else, you want the best windows that you can possibly get to withstand the weather that we get here. The sun that's constantly beating down on your windows and leaking through other windows and causing your electricity bill to be so high. Not the case with Gulf Coast Windows. Double pane, double strength, the best windows you're going to find. And the doors as well. All at GulfCoastWindows.com. Give them a call, 713-849-5454, or get on the website, GulfCoastWindows.com.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Ryan Stanek is going to be joining us in a few minutes here to talk about this Yankees run that they're on. He and Phil Maton have joined them, and we will be talking to him in
just a little bit. He's going to be awake?
Yeah, he said he'd be up.
Wow.
Well, yeah. He's got two young kids.
Well, still.
No, they get up. You know that as well as anybody. But yeah, he's going to be up. I think he probably got an afternoon workout at the park today.
Who? Stanek?
Yeah. Yeah. They got to keep on working. They got to wait and get. I mean, they got to wait on this Dodgers Padres series to end.
Yeah. He's not Yankees. He's Mets. I think you.
Yeah, he's on the Mets. Did I say Yankees?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, he's on the Mets.
He's Mets.
No, I'm sorry. No, he's not on the Yankees. He's on.
Oh,
the Mets.
And you know what? He's East Coast anyway.
Yeah, he's East Coast. It's 9:30 there. Yeah, it's 9:30 there. So anyway, yeah, he's. I'm sorry. I know he's on the Mets. He and Phil Maton both joined the Mets this year, and look at what they're doing. Although Stanek, he was with Seattle. And look at this ride. He was with that crappy organization, and now he's in New York playing for a title, as opposed to that garbage organization in Seattle. Mm. So nice for him. That's pretty damn good for him. He's turned it around, and he's pitching well for the Mets right now. So we will talk to him in just a little bit. We got Chris here. Until then, what do you say, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Long-time listener, many-time caller. So just wrote down some notes here as I'm driving South Texas. You want about 6 or 7 things. You want them all at once? You want me to pop them off one at a time?
Okay.
So make some ingenious comments.
Okay. One at a time.
All right. Houston players named Jalen, both Petrie and Green. Those are ops of yours, right, John?
That's no. Strong to call them ops.
No, I don't. I wish the best for all of them.
Yeah, Jalen Peach. I wouldn't say that they're ops. Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they play really well.
Lint?
Yeah.
How about Lint? Lint is an ops of yours, and the next morning after when you're off of Lint.
Who?
Lint. Ops, right? Lint.
Lint.
Lint is actually a lifesaver for me.
Yeah, it rescues his.
It saves my life and my liver. So you're.
What about Ted Cruz at Astros game?
Oh, that's an op. Yeah, that's an op.
Or any big sporting event.
Yeah.
How about setting up your own technology without Dell to help you?
What
setting up your own technology without Dell to help you?
I am probably the best engineer we have here. Okay.
What about, bars other than AD, don't serve Coors Light.
Okay.
How about bars in California that don't serve Coors Light? These are hassles and annoyances. An op is like
someone who's actively working against them.
Yeah. You literally are enemies.
Okay. What about Kyle McNair? Before he got hit, he was an op back then, right?
Kyle McNair before
he got hit. That's not a.
No, he was a
Jack Easterby.
Yeah. Well, these are all.
He's a busy bee.
Was
these
he are all of our ops though?
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly. That's not it's specific, specific. All right, John.
Thanks, Chris.
Love you guys' show. I just wanted to call in with a couple of those ops.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Well,
your op needs to be like, this is a sworn enemy now. Well, let's not use it
lightly. Carpath only
like
is a sworn
Jalen
enemy.
Petrie and Jalen Green are not your ops.
No. No, I'm wishing the best for them.
Yeah.
I want them to play well. If they don't play well, then I talk
but
about
anybody
it.
That does a wave in the seventh inning of
yeah,
a close
you're
game,
my op.
You've now made the
no,
list.
The wave, card path only, and there's
but
one
an op, op is a
oh,
person.
And putting Tank Dell at guard.
An op has to be a person, though, or people.
That.
Well, that's Bobby Slowick.
Then Bobby Slowick's your op.
So Bobby
well,
Slowick
he was
is
that
your
one. Before that play, he was. That one play.
Can't
was
have
my
a
op.
One play.
Get Bobby Slowick out of here. Okay.
I feel like there's people who are that we're just missing. If we asked your friends, we would probably know. No, there's somebody you probably really don't like. There's somebody you probably really don't like that your friend group could tell us. Like, man, I hate that guy. Do you ever say I hate that guy?
No, I
okay,
don't
if
hate
you
people.
Say I hate
I
that
hate
guy
people.
And he hates you, then you're ops.
I just don't hate people. Okay.
Let's not believe in that.
Yeah, I just don't. Here's Ryan Stanek is texting me. Let's get. Yeah, I know, Martin, that I said Yankees, I meant. No, you know, Rich, I like Rich. No, you guys are all off
who
on this.
Who sent you that?
Huh?
Who sent you that?
Raheel. let's get Julian in here. Hey, Julian.
What it is, Dive Turkeys. Last time I called, y'all asked about baseball. Y'all were amongst yourselves wondering who I cheered for. I'm not a big baseball fan anymore. When I met my fiance many, many years ago, there was a little bit of an unspoken agreement. I give up baseball and basketball, but I get my football 100%, and I'm okay with that. But Derek Jeter and the Yankees are who I used to root for.
It's no surprise.
96 is when I started liking baseball, and it was only because of Derek Jeter. With that being said, last night, no CMC, no Jordan Mason. People were in and out of the lineup with injuries, and Brock Purdy still led them to like 400-plus yards of total offense. I don't think the Seattle defense is bad at all either. Let me make sure I say that. Brock Purdy doesn't get his just, and I just feel like, I wonder when is it going to be time to say, yeah, Brock Purdy is right there with the top quarterback.
I guess whenever you win at the highest level.
Yeah.
Well, like the Texans do.
Yeah. Well, he got him a Super Bowl, so I mean.
Well, but a division title is pretty good, too.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Well, it's 3-3 now. They're going to take that division. There's no question.
Brock's a good quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's not going to be put up there with Josh Allen and Lamar and those guys. That's just not going to be the case.
All right, Ryan Stanek is joining us. New York Met reliever Ryan Stanek, former Astro, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We really appreciate you getting. I know you got two daughters, right? So you got to be up early anyway, right?
Son and a daughter, but yeah.
Oh, a son and a daughter.
We're up and at 'em, just hanging out. Actually, gonna go to the field and probably an hour to go get a workout in. Because we still got to figure out where we're going in a couple days.
So how awesome is it? You started in Seattle, and now you're, which was they were going nowhere, and you end up in this situation in the NLCS. Boy, life must be good right now.
Yeah, it's wild how life turns out. Going from one corner of the country to the other, packing up the whole family, and then. And getting out to New York and trying to figure out how to maneuver this city, which is definitely not the simplest city to get accustomed to on the fly. So it's been a pretty wild ride for the Stanek family, for sure.
Yeah, New York on the fly.
On the fly,
it's not exactly. That's a lot to buy. Where do you live?
Yeah.
Like, where do you and family and the family live?
Yeah, we're in a place in Long Island. Gonna say hi. Say hi.
Mm-hmm. And did you?
Say hi, Joe.
Oh yeah. Did the team help you set that up and all that when you get there in the middle of the season?
Yeah, you don't have time to mess with that.
Sort of. They kind of give you like some ideas of where to look, but they don't really set anything up. They give you a couple days at a hotel, and then you kind of gotta figure it out on your own. We actually got lucky. Somebody was actually headed out from the team, and we actually took over their apartment, which made it a little bit easier on us, especially with two kiddos, like finding someplace with like a good amount of space that the kids can like run around and play and have room for everybody is definitely not as easy here as it might be in other cities.
Long Island is about your only Long Island, unless you want to move much further out, Long Island is about your only choice.
Yeah. Ryan Stanek.
Yeah, it unless you want to live in an apartment like in the city or something,
no,
but like it's hard to do that whenever you got kids. Because I talked to, obviously Maytown got traded over here a little bit before I did, and we were like, so what's your living situation like? And they're like, yeah, we got a pretty nice place. It's like 900 square foot, and I'm like, there's no chance that works with two kids. Like. Mama would be ripping her hair out with the two munchkins and 900 feet.
That's big if you're in the city. 900, two bedrooms, okay,
right.
Oh, no. 900 square feet.
Yeah. That's going to be about 9,000 a month, 10,000 a month.
Yeah. Easily.
Easily. Ryan Stanek with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We were just reading the Yankees quotes. Oh, it's so special, and it's over the magic of the stadium. Being an Astro, you had to hate the Yankees. Do you hate them just as much now being a Met?
Honestly, it's weird because like they're obviously being in the NL right now. Like it's not like the concern. The concern is just taking care of the teams that are on our side and moving on. And I guess like. I don't know. It's like I don't really like anybody that I'm not on the team of. So it really kind of makes the job a little easier.
Ryan Stanek here. This is something special though. What you guys are doing, Lindor's homers in the ninth inning, Alonso's homer. I mean, this is, you guys are on some kind of ride. It's been unbelievable the clutch hitting that you guys have come up with.
Yeah, no. I mean, we've had some pretty special moments late in games that, like everybody's stepping up. Obviously, like the superstars stepping up for the team is what people expect. But we've had a lot of guys come up really, really big. We've had some really big pitching performances. Like Manea threw the ball great the other day. Quintana threw the ball great. Obviously, the game four. We've just kind of done it in all aspects. Like Iggy at second has played great. We've had young kids step up. We've just had a lot of guys step up and do their job. And I think come postseason time, you got to play clean baseball and you got to have guys step up in some moments where it may not be the superstar in the moment to get the job done, but like those guys have done it in those moments too, so it's been pretty special, and the team really never says die. So late inning heroics has been kind of in the MO for the offense lately.
Former Astro reliever Ryan Stanek, who's currently with the Mets and waiting to find out who they're going to play in the next round in the NLCS with a chance to go to the World Series again for Ryan Stanek. Hopefully another opportunity. You know, I'm curious, and you maybe can shut this down if you want, Ryan, because maybe we romanticize things, but it just seems like, you know, it seems like culture in a locker room, it seems like chemistry in a locker room, guys playing for each other, loving each other. Maybe that's storybook stuff, and it's really just about clutch hitting and who the best players are, but you've seen it. You've been here with the Astros. You went to Seattle. You're with the Mets now. Like, is too much made of chemistry in locker rooms and guys, you know, loving each other and trying to play for each other? Is too much made of that, do you think? Is it just get down to pitching and hitting, or is that still an intricate part of the magic that being an Astro was for those years?
No, I think it's something that's not even talked about enough. Like the number one thing that can kill a good team is cancer in the clubhouse. Like that's the quickest way to derail a good season is by having people that are problematic in there. And it's not so much like that, like there's a specific type of person or type of whatever that is that is problematic, but it's someone that's problematic to your clubhouse or somebody that's good for your clubhouse. Like it always changes based on the personality of the clubhouse, because one guy could be really, really, like a really, really poor fit in clubhouse A, but in clubhouse B, that guy is the absolute glue guy. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't think there's enough to be said about having a good clubhouse, but also, like, the vibe in each one is so entirely different, because, like what works in our clubhouse here in New York versus what works in our clubhouse in Houston are very different. Huh. And not one's wrong, but they're just different. And I think without a good clubhouse, you can't win. And, like, I don't know, it's hard to undersell how important, like, the boys playing for each other.
Well, that's why, I mean, the Mets, you guys are a perfect example now. And, of course, you weren't on the team, but you're familiar. They just said, okay, we're going to throw, and like a lot of these big money, big market teams, just throw a bunch of money at Justin, throw a bunch of money at Scherzer, and this will fix everything. Now Scherzer and Justin Verlander are gone, and you guys are in the NLCS. And last year, the Mets, I mean, I'm sure you followed it from afar, the Mets and their fans and the media and the owner are like, what the hell is going on here? We're spending all this money. We can't get it done. We're going to sell these guys off. It's dread in the city of New York for the Mets. And here you are. And, you know, things can change based not just on individual, you know, talent, but on just, like you said, like I just wondered if it was maybe just partially just the locker room just kind of vibing together.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously really hard to win without good players. Mm-hmm. But, like, yeah, I think it's definitely something that, like, teams are starting to understand has real value. Because it's, like, over the course of 162 and the playoffs and spring training and all the things that go into it, like, you're together for, I don't even know the exact number of days, but like 225 days or more throughout the course of the year. Like, if the clubhouse and the chemistry isn't good, it's going to be a long year. It's going to feel even longer than it already is. So, like, you have to have good players to win, but if your clubhouse isn't good like that, like, it just makes it hard, because you're fighting against not only the other teams, but you're fighting against yourselves too. Like, to keep everything where it needs to be.
Ryan Stanek, Mets reliever, with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So you're going to either be facing Ohtani or Betts or Machado or Tatis, or in the seventh inning of a critical NLCS game with the game on the line. You're standing out there with everybody screaming in the ballpark. How do you keep your emotions in check?
I don't know, man. I think it's more just something that I've experienced before. I think in these moments, you got to lean on what you've done and where you've been before, and you kind of get through this situation where obviously it's never something you get like 100% used to, but like at least you can lean on to past experiences to help you keep yourself calm and keep yourself in the moment and keep yourself moving forward, as opposed to like overanalyzing and letting the pressure kind of get in your own head and in your way.
How do you, well, I don't want you to give away secrets, but I mean, Ohtani can hit a low ball. He can hit a high, he can hit any pitch. When you're standing there thinking, okay, what do I throw him here? It's gotta be nerve wracking to know this is the pitch that I can get him out with.
I mean, yeah, I mean, there's like, he's a really good player, and I mean, there's a lot of really good players out there. So you just kind of know your report, know what your strengths are, know what you're trying to do, go execute. I think that you can't put any extra emphasis on one guy and then ignore the others. Like, there's too many good hitters, especially in both the San Diego and the LA lineup. Like, there's too many good players to like just focus on one guy. It's like, he's really, really good player, but also like, you forget there's Manny, there's Fernando, there's Mookie, there's just guys all over those lineups on both the other teams' lineups, like, that are really good players. So you have to be prepared to face Shohei, but you got to be more than prepared to face everybody else too.
Yeah. Well, it just seems like you guys got something. They got, oh, yeah, all those great players. You guys got great players, too. But it seems like there's something magical going on there. Really does. From outside, I guess you're feeling it, too.
It feels like a special group. It feels like a group that can really do good things in the playoffs and obviously continue to do good things that we've already started. So, I don't know. It's a fun group for sure. I think it's something that when you're having fun, it makes the gauntlet a little bit easier, and you just kind of like live in the moment as opposed to like looking forward to anything or looking past anything. We're just very, very like present in each game, and I think that's served us really well so far.
Have you ever seen Phil Maton smile?
Handful of times.
Do you know that
over the course of the past 4 years?
Do you know that there's a thing called the resting Maton face?
I did not know that, but it seems like it tracks.
You can use it if you want.
Yeah. His face when he's on the mound just never changes.
Never.
Never, and we were calling it resting Maton face.
That's fair. I mean, it's the same face he makes about 97% of his life.
Yeah, yeah.
It's pretty fair.
Were you in the room? Were you in the locker room when he punched? When his brother got a hit off of him in that game, and he punched the wall or whatever he did to hurt his hand?
I was not. I was still in the bullpen.
Oh, okay. You missed it. I would do the same thing if my brother. I got a brother 2 years younger than me. I'd probably do the same thing.
Yeah, I would have done that too.
I could feel where he was coming from on that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. You never
would. Yeah, that would not be a situation that I would be envious of.
No, facing your brother, no, because then it's forever. He's got that on you forever. That's Phil. That is Ryan Stanek here with us on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. We'll let you go. We know you got work to do. We've got the family to take care of before you go to work. We appreciate you, and we'll be watching. We'll be rooting for you against either of these teams.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
Ryan Stanek here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Great stuff. That's got to be a lot of fun. About in New York with all of those fans. If it's a Yankee-Met World Series, holy crap. We had it once, and the Yankees took care of it. I'm rooting for Ryan Stanek in this one. Time to talk about Coors. Time to talk about the way you're going to watch your game, the way we were watching the games last night. You know how many buckets of Coors Light we had at Nick's place last night? It was ridiculous. It was awesome. We had just the best time. We had pizza and wings, and we had a table full of guys watching the game. And everybody's enjoying a cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. It just is the way to do it, okay? It was so much. That is just the way to go about life. Watching the games, drinking your cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light, throwing down with the Blue Mountains. So much fun. So good. You're looking for the best way to enjoy your games. There's one way to do it. Cold, clean, crisp, refreshing Coors Light. Watch your games. Keep chill with Coors Light.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back here on ESPN. Sorry about the long break, but we had to combine because we had Ryan Stanek. That was really nice. Nice job, Martin, helping us get Ryan Stanek here on the show. We appreciate you.
Who's bringing up food today?
Nobody. I mean, it's ridiculous that nobody's bringing us food. I mean, your people. Well, you know what? Five Star's on his way in right now.
Well, just never know.
You never know if he's going to stop.
What about Mikos? Can we get some hot chicken?
I don't think they're open. Hot chicken?
What I would like is Nico's. That would be totally sweet.
That'd be good too.
If Demetrius would do something like that. But
I'll just take breakfast. I'm just saying. I guess.
You would think Nick would get up after we were there last night, you know, and do something for us.
Uh-huh.
But he's lazy. Not a good person.
Well, not everyone's lazy if they don't just get up early to bring us free food.
Are they bad people if they don't bring
it? Yeah, I don't think it makes them bad people.
I do.
Inconsiderate, but that's not the same as bad people.
Yeah.
You can be inconsiderate and not be a bad person.
Lamar Odom and Joey Votto are not my ops.
Perfect examples of your ops.
That's not my ops.
Yes, Joey Votto's 100% your op.
No.
It's a very definition, isn't it, Del?
No, because that's a dream that he had. Lamar Odom legitimately could
but
be.
But John still gets mad about it.
Hey, he shot his shot, and then he got shot
you
down.
You got up and told him to get away. That was behavior.
Yeah, well.
They had a confrontation.
It's all in that instance. But since then, you know, I hope he straightens his life out. I don't. You know what? I don't wish bad ill will on him.
Where's Wendy right now?
Wendy's in L.A.
Where's Lamar right now? I'm just asking questions.
I don't know.
They're
where
not
Lamar
related.
Is.
Do you think he still lives there on the Pacific time zone?
Don't know. Don't care where Lamar lives. Do he you could think, live next door, and I wouldn't be worried about
him. Is there any
chance
that Lamar's been watching or reading the trades or whatever and said, I recognize her.
No, I'm where pretty she, sure.
Is not. It hard to find KABC?
If she was just
let me ask you a question.
A female that was sitting at the front row at the game. That's all she was.
If he recognizes her and you're in town here and he's there. And I'm just asking, how hard is it to get a hold of Wendy? Did Gilbert have Wendy's number?
No. Well, at the station, yeah.
Yeah, Gilbert could get a hold of Wendy, couldn't he?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure Lamar Odom could
get
a hold of Wendy.
Well, he couldn't. Actually, he just left her a message every day.
But he never talked to her?
No, no.
She never picked up the phone?
I don't think she ever did, no.
It's a blessing for her because she'd have had to get him steak and corn on the cob.
Well, did you?
Salt and pepper.
Have you done it yet?
I'm probably doing it today.
What? I mean, you told him you would do it.
I'm probably going to do it today because I don't want to deal with it next week.
Don't you think you should do something that you said you were going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't put a timeline on it, but I know Gilbert has a timeline on it.
Well, he hasn't had steak and corn on the cob with salt and pepper in a long time.
Yeah.
Right?
I'll take care of Gilbert this week.
What's today? It's the end of the
week.
Well,
I was going to do enchiladas, remember? You know, I may do enchiladas anyway just to watch him melt down.
Why do you want that to happen?
He'll say, no, that's not what I wanted.
No, that's the problem. That's the problem is it won't count.
Yeah.
Well, you're right. We have to think this way because we know what it means, what it's going to mean to us. It would mean that it didn't count. You have to do things that count in his mind so he can move on to the next thing.
That he wants to count.
Yeah.
Right?
So, yeah, I better do the Chili's. And I can't bring a burger. Like, you're right. It's going to... Let me look online.
You can't bring a burger? No.
No. Not if he didn't order a burger.
No. No, no, he didn't order a burger. Yeah. So.
Well, this is a chopped sirloin burger. This is technically chopped sirloin, Gilbert. That's not going to play with him. Yeah, I didn't say I want any bread anyway. I don't want who eats cheese on a steak anyway. Yeah, that's fair.
Just get it done, Lance.
I know.
Stop procrastinating.
Just do it. Just do what you said you were going
to
do.
Because when you do it, then it flips back to John.
Yeah.
The longer you wait, it's over your head, but once you do it, then it's John's turn.
So who are we? We really haven't talked that much about New England. Like, I don't think there's any fear about beating New England.
No, as a matter of fact, that's probably my favorite game of the weekend.
What Houston? Well,
yeah.
What are they laying?
7.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
I mean, no tank. We'll see what that means to the offense. You know, do you know how much time, do you know Tank Dell has been with the team for 4 years and he's missed time in, not Tank, I'm sorry, Nico Collins. You know Nico has been with the team for 4 years and he's missed time all 4 years?
Yeah.
People don't really, I want to take a look at his time missed because people were bringing it up the other day and I hadn't really thought about it at all. How much time has Nico Collins missed in his career? You had 2 games his first year he missed. He missed 6 games his next year. He missed 2 games last year. And this year he'll miss a minimum of 4, I guess. So, yeah, it's more than a lot of receivers. Like, if I pulled up Justin Jefferson, I'll bet you Justin Jefferson hasn't missed that much time.
No. Most
receivers don't miss that
much time. Notice it as much before because it was like, Nico's out. Oh, well. Now, Nico's out. Holy crap.
Now, Justin
this
Jefferson.
This is terrible.
Justin Jefferson missed 17 games.
He missed seven games last year.
Last year he was hurt, yeah.
Yeah, he missed seven games last year, but the first 3 years he missed zero games.
Yeah.
Nico Collins, his first 3 years, missed. So the 17-game schedule? Wait a minute. Is that playoff games? When did the 17-game schedule go into effect? That was just wasn't that just last year?
Yeah.
So how do they have him for 17 games started in 21? That must be a playoff. It must be playoff stats also.
No, the 17-game schedule.
2 years ago?
At least 2022.
Is it what started that? It started this
third year.
I thought
it was just
last
year it started.
No, 2022, I think, is when that started.
So this is the third year of it. Yeah, well, Nico's missed some time. And Justin Jefferson has not missed a lot of time, except last year. It's a little unusual the amount of time he's missed for being a receiver and a receiver of size. They typically don't miss the amount of games that he's missed. It's not Will Fuller territory.
2021, actually.
Wow,
really?
It was already 2021?
Yes. Really? I would have
never.
Yeah,
this says Jamar Chase 17 starts, but Jamar Chase has missed a little time too. He missed 5 games his second year. He's missed 1 game. He missed 1 game last year. He hasn't missed any games this year. Not a ton. He hadn't missed a ton of time. I am curious to see how the offense, you know, are they going to have any kind of downfield threat, cuz what may happen is New England may say, you know what? We don't have to sit in a two deep safety look. We can be a little more, you know, we don't have to worry about Nico Collins. And if Tank Dell is not going to be a deep threat, and if Stephon Diggs is not a deep threat, and if Xavier Hutchinson, who by the way is not a deep threat, Robert Woods, not really a deep threat, not a classic vertical threat, New England, this may give New England, without Nico Collins there, it may give them the freedom to do a little bit more defensively than they have been doing against teams with the Nico Collins type. So they actually might have the opportunity to do some different things against CJ Stroud. I'm not really worried about it. For some reason, I just think CJ's going to have a strong game. I think offensively, Texans get to at least 24 in this one.
Well, I hope so.
Maybe you're looking at something like 24-10. I can't see Josh. I just can't see Drake May having a good game. I can't.
No way. All right. Well, Five Star is going to tell us what he thinks on the other side, and the way to bet whatever Five Star was 3-0 last week. Okay, he's been unbelievable. He hasn't had a losing week with us yet. So if you're looking for bets, well, we got it. Now I got the place to go to mybookie.ag, promo code bet975. Mybookie.ag, promo code bet975 is the place to go to get your bet on, people. You're looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. You're looking for the best way to take advantage of a bookie. Holy crap. When they're doubling your initial deposit, they're doubling, or not even your initial deposit, your deposit, whatever. If you got to reload, put in promo code bet975 so that they'll double whatever it is that you're loading up on. Okay, so I think it's up to a certain amount of money that they will double, but try to get as much as you possibly can. Looking for the best way to play, win, and get paid. Looking for the easiest website to navigate. Looking for all the bets that they've got on there. Looking for casino as well, or election. You want to bet on the election? You can do that as well. All at mybookie.ag, but you got to put in promo code bet975.